Spark your creativity with The Sims. Sometimes you might feel like you're not creative and you have to go in search of your creative spark again. Maybe this is catching up with creative friends, experimenting with a new look, or trying out a new recipe. And thanks to The Sims, inspiration is just one game and one spark away. Ready to spark something? Download The Sims 4 and play for free.
I hit the button too soon, man. I didn't let anybody get on here with me, man. Damn. What a game. I'm gonna let the doors to the church are now open. I'm gonna let everybody come. Why the hell is that behind me? Let y'all come on in after we see the Niners send the Detroit Lions home. After blowing a 24-7 point halftime lead, this is very, very reminiscent of the last time the Niners were in the NFC Championship game, where they were in the game in the first half, and then in the second half, the Washington football team, they were known as another team at the time, just went bananas, and they just went crazy, and they and Barry Sanders didn't have anywhere to run, and then the game was over. In this particular game, same thing, their opponent went crazy, and the Lions can't do anything. So it's very, very, very tough, man. I really hate this for B. We were talking about it earlier. He was nervous, but optimistic. But, you know how these things go, and we got white people crying. But, yeah, I was I really felt bad. And I think mainly because this game was really a very, very winnable game. You're up 24-7. Like, this is your game to win. And to lose it in this fashion, you just think about the what-ifs. You think about all of the moments in the second half that led up to the end of this game. So, yeah, it's really disappointing because I really wanted that for my boy B, man, and his family, his dad. I stayed with him before, so I thought this would have been great, but it didn't happen. And yeah, so I don't know who all's gonna join me. I know we'll probably see Shelton. Let me see if we see Shelton. It normally take him a second, but yeah. So, because I really need them to, I need somebody to jump on here because I was recording. A few of you guys know that. So I didn't get a chance to watch the Chiefs game. There's Nick. I didn't get a chance to watch the Chiefs game at all. So I didn't watch the Chiefs game. I didn't watch the Chiefs or the Ravens. So I need them. And thankfully, Nick is here to help go over what I missed. So I got to watch that on NFL Plus. But yeah, man, it was a sad day for Detroit, and that's it. But what's up, Nick?
What's going on, man? It's a sad day for me.
I can't hear you. Hold on. Do I got my shit muted? Oh, I got you muted. Hold on. There you go.
It's a sad day for me on both games, man. It's a sad day. That's why I'm wearing black today. it's a sad day. It's a sad day. But like I said, which one you want to start with? Which one you want to start with?
Let's start with the one we just watched, because I didn't watch. That's the only one I can really talk about. And honestly, I just saw the second half. I didn't see anything that happened in the first half. So by the time I got home, I turned the TV on. It was halftime, and I was like 24-7, and I was like,
"Yeah, that was the crazy thing. That was the crazy thing. Like, the beginning of the game went exactly how we called it on the show on Tuesday. It was kind of like the Lions have a good old line and they can run the ball. That's the same thing that Green Bay did." And the Lions, that was probably the best first half I've ever seen from, like, a underdog team on the road. Because it was just like, yeah, everything went their way. Like, the trick play went 40-plus yards. Then they just kept running the ball. Gibbs had a touchdown. Montgomery had a touchdown. Williams had the rushing touchdown, like I mentioned. it just seemed like they could do no wrong. Goff was just throwing darts, you know. The 49ers weren't getting any pressure at all. And then offensively, I mean, Purdy threw a pick. It was like, it was just kind of like everything went the Lions' way. But something told me, and I said that in the chat, I was like, when it was 24-7, I was like, bro, this game ain't over yet. Like, I've seen enough to where, like, this game ain't over until it was like it had to be, like, till the end of the third quarter for me to be like, all right, this game is over if they was up by two scores. But, nah, it technically was the first fourth down that Campbell missed. They missed because who dropped? I forgot. Somebody dropped it.
No.
That was the second one. I'm talking about the first one.
Reynolds.
In the first half?
No. The first
Reynolds Campbell, dropped both.
He dropped both of them? I thought St. Brown was the one who dropped the first one.
Nah,
we're talking about in the second half. Reynolds dropped the first one.
Both of these fourth downs happened in the second half. Because the first fourth down in the first half, he kicked the field goal. That's why they went 20. It was 24-7. What's crazy is that if he didn't take those points, it could have been a worse game. Like, as far as how it flipped. Yeah. But both of the fourth downs that he ended up taking, I think we're in the second half that he didn't complete. And they both were like, yeah. Oh, yeah. The first one was Reynolds. Second one was he missed St. Brown on the coming back for the whatever route was going on. It was a bad route. Or it was a bad play calling. But, I mean, we're going to get to the 49ers. But I don't even know what to say, Sheldon, because it's like,
right.
That's a pure definition of a choke.
100%.
Like, I can't give any credit. Like, can I give credit to a team to win a game where the other team obviously choked?
Yes. Yeah, you can. So kind of going to the halftime, right? I turned it on. And I've been saying this on here a couple of times, but I was talking to my wife and I was like, I've been working this theory in my head about averages and reversals to the mean, positively or negative. And I was like, the Lions got 24 points. They averaged 27 on the season. I said, the Niners only got 7. They averaged 28. I said, if statistically these things hold true, the Niners should at least make a couple of plays to get within striking distance of the game. I didn't know they were going to go off for 27 straight points, especially after, because when the second half started, I was like, this is the one they need to get, because this would get them within 10 points. But Shanahan didn't get greedy. He knew from his experience, I'm going to take the 3 points, because it starts to change the math. And it starts to put pressure on the decision-making of the opposing team. So when, you know, you talk about, let's go to the first fourth down, it was fourth and two, the play was, he should have caught it. They should have executed
which,
play.
Which one? You're talking about the in the second half. You're only talking about the second half.
Bosa came across, put a little pressure on Goff. Goff had to step up, threw a pass. It was a little inaccurate, but the guy put his hands on the football and just dropped it. You catch that, they go in, they go about score another touchdown or get the field goal back. We're talking about a different game. Yeah. Or if you kick the field goal, the math changes again because you get the 3 points you just surrendered back. These are the things that I think Dan Campbell at some point, somebody's going to have to pull him to the side about, hey, bro,
well, this season is about that because he's lost 3 games doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? The Cowboys game in the regular season, which changed them from being, I think it was a 2 seed to a 3 seed when how it all played out. And then with this playoff game, like, you had 3 opportunities and 1 out of 3 times you kicked the field goal. And if you would have kicked the field goal all 3 times, you're more than likely still in this game. If not, you have a game winning drive with Goff. And they was moving the ball at will the whole fucking game.
Yeah.
For real. It was just, they just had drops where you didn't think they was going to drop because they just started dropping the ball in the second half. It was like the first half they could do no wrong. And then their players just kind of fell apart.
It shows you that momentum is real, and momentum is a real thing. And this thing, the wheels fell off and it just started rolling downhill for them in the opposite direction. That play, that catch that Ayuk made was what, like you said in the chat, Nick, that was an interception. It hit him in the face.
That's my thing. That's the thing, Ken, when you want to, you keep on talking about some, yeah, we can get credit to the other team because they won. we watched the game, Shelton. Like, I watched this game, and I saw the Lions go up by 17. I saw a Lions defender get – Purdy gifted him a – he threw the ball to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't throw the ball. They picked up the flag because they was going to make sure the 49ers got that, because if they didn't, they were going to say that, oh, it was pass interference, when it wasn't, because he overthrew him. And the 49ers – and it was at that point in time, both players had a chance to get the ball. It was 50-50. And he just let it hit his – and this worst thing is, like, he let it hit you in the face, and then you let the other guy still catch it.
Right.
Like, it's just like, oh, my gosh.
It was downhill. And like I said, it was downhill from there. Then you come back out and not run Montgomery for some reason. You go to the Gibbs up the middle, which that's not really his strong suit, and you turn the ball over.
Fumble. Yeah, and then you fumble, and it's not like, again, Ben Johnson was out coaching Kyle Shanahan like crazy.
He was killing him. He was in the first half.
I would say, yeah, in the first, up until that fumble.
He disappeared in the second half. I didn't see y'all say shit about Ben Johnson in that second half.
Well, they didn't have the ball for much for the second half. And like you mentioned, Ken, they were dropping pass. It was like, it wasn't like the play call. Again, the play calling wasn't bad. It was the execution. The execution was on the players. Mm-hmm. When players dropped the ball, when we talked about Williams. Williams had a bucket. Even though Goff, it looked like he overthrew him, Williams had a bucket and he dropped it. That was 6 points right then and there. He didn't even know how to play football the way he dropped that ball. And then on top of that, Gibbs fumbling, that's nothing. Ben Johnson can't do nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? If he don't fumble, the 49ers don't get that seven the other way, or at least in that way.
And Goff,
it's just a fucking choke job, bro.
It was. And the crazy thing is, Goff was not a part of that choke job. Goff actually played well. He did everything he could do to keep his team in position to win this game. And the players around him let him down. Reynolds dropped two. I don't know why they went away from St. Brown, but they did. I figured they would get him more involved in the second half. They did not. And they went away from Montgomery a lot of the times. And I noticed that Montgomery was eating them up on the ground.
He was eating. He was the back that was the bruiser.
Yeah. I would have just said, look, man, I just need one more quarter. And just gave him the rock. Just let him do what he do, because he was cooking. And they couldn't stop him. They couldn't do nothing with him. And for some reason, like I said, they went away from what was working. I know a lot of times they like to change the pace and go to Gibbs,
but Gibbs felt like Gibbs had the high hand. That's why they're trying to go with him more. And I'm just like, bro, the rookie already got a touchdown, bro. Give it back to the vet. I don't know. I haven't seen them like that since the Super Bowl, Ken. Like, I have not seen anything like that since the Super Bowl 2017, when it was Kyle Shanahan. Who looked like he didn't know what the fuck he was doing from one half to another. Now I'm saying that to say, with Dan Campbell going the first two fourth down, like him kicking that field goal in the first half and then him going for that fourth down that Reynolds dropped, I was with him on those. Like, mm-hmm. You take the points in the half to go up three scores, and you were already up two scores, so you can get greedy, especially if you're right, like you're close enough to where if you get a first down, you at least, like how you said, can either get in 3 points or get in a tutty. But yeah, it went from heaven to hell quick.
Quick.
It was quick. Go ahead, Shelton.
Now, I was just gonna say, being on the road was a difficult thing for them too. And that crowd got involved, and you just saw the tide just turn. You saw the defense. I don't know if y'all noticed, but the pursuit from that defense, even on that fumble play, I said, uh-oh. It's looking bad even before the fumble, because they were in the backfield. And it's like them dudes blew through that line like it wasn't nothing. And the momentum just picked up from there. And once again, these are human beings. And they play downhill, man. It's a downhill. Football is a downhill sport. If you get momentum going your way, the best can look the worst, and the worst can look the best.
And like I said on Tuesday, like, I wouldn't be surprised if Brock Purdy had a good game on that secondary. Bro, who was number one? Sutton? Sutton was getting cooked. Every bad play that happened for the Lions, it was Sutton was right there for. He was getting. Yeah. I'm like, bro, you're just doing cardio. You're just running with him. That's it. You ain't doing nothing to defend him. Like, Purdy did his thing too. He made a lot of. He extended a lot of plays and he got them. He won them that game in the second half as far as like getting first downs. So this is the first game where I say Brock Purdy is earning his money, whatever he about to get. But at the same time, he also let him play the Chiefs doing that shit, throwing it up like that. Like, he getting more than one pick. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he can't. He's been bailed out 2 weeks in a row, but he did play when it mattered most. Both these was a carbon copy of last week. It was the same thing. Green Bay controlled that game. came down to the end. He scrambled, made a nice play, and Christian McCaffrey scored. Same thing happened this time. It was the same exact pretty much scenario both times.
And Kyle Shanahan didn't know he was going to win this game. You saw him on that sideline the majority of this game, bro. He looked like, right. He was like, bro, I fucked this. Like, bro, we're fucked. He looked like we were. Like, he was look like, damn, they're going to start saying shit about me after this game. And then, but then he realized, oh, there's Detroit on the other side. they the Lions. They ain't never done shit. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Eminem is sick right now. He in the bay going crazy.
You know, I think, I said it in the chat. I was, I said this before they turned up, but the momentum kicked in. I said the Niners defense was the last thing I expect to cost in this game. Mm-hmm. I think on my list, it was Purdy number one, Shanahan number two. And I don't even think I had a three. Oh, Debo not playing was a number three. The Niners' defense was not on my list.
And let's look at the progression of the Niners' defense just this playoff run. Like, you're playing Jordan Love, who's a first-year starter ever. He throws 21 points on you. You know what I'm saying? Then you play Jared Goff, who's been to a Super Bowl, who's made deep playoff runs before. He throws 24. We could say at the end of the score, 31 points, but nonetheless, it's between 24 and 31 points, right? Mm-hmm. They about to face Patty Mahomes. You know what I'm saying? Like, and right now with the offensive line that the Chiefs have, they're not calling these flags like they really should be calling these flags on all that holding that they be doing. But if you give Patty time and anything, bro, he's going to carve it up. And if you give him a 17-point lead, that's the game. Like, we can go – we over here eating chips and dip for the rest of the time at the Super Bowl party, like, because it's over. So, like, for my thing is, like, there is somebody that's going to be saying, like, you can't just keep on saying they got lucky. But it's – at the same time, like, I see the game. I see the picks. Like, and it's not like these are, like – oh, this player made a play. It's like, no, this nigga just threw it to you. It's not like you had to do anything. You just got to catch the fucking ball.
Yeah. What was it? It's Spike is hilarious because he said it's Glock Purdy time. Because it's right there. I was like, what game you watching? Because I didn't see the first half, but I saw he was under 50% for 95 yards and a pick. So I'm like, well, if he's that, then he must have not been playing well. So you expect him to turn up now? And Nick, I'm not hyping the game up at all.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Because, you know, hey, Sheldon, this is what he's doing. Because he denied any credit to Jordan Love
right.
in that game because he was like, he played shitty. Look at the end results. He threw two picks and all that. Right. Brock Purdy was garbage again. That first half, Ken, he was trash.
Yeah, hey, man, he turned up, bro.
He was trash in the second half, but beginning too. He closed it.
Stop the thrower, bro.
Stop. Nah, because you ain't even watched the first half, so you can't even say shit.
Bro, he's running on these dudes, bro.
Ken, that touchdown to Ayuk, he screamed to close his eyes.
Oh, the pick he threw. Was I think you pulled a Kirk Cousins on that one too?
The thing was he threw it like it was gonna be an easy touchdown too.
That's why he started running. He was like, "Hey man, this throwing shit ain't working for me, but
to your point, kid, that's smart on him. Like he's like, and we're gonna get to the other game as far as like taking what the defense give you. Like he said, fuck it. I'd rather run. I'm trusting my legs more than my arm, which says a lot about him as a quarterback.
He was sizing folks up, bro. Like when he first took off, I was like, okay, where are you going, bro? And then he kind of hit this dude with this. I'm like, what the hell?
That's what the defense thought too. They were thinking the same thing, like, what are you doing?
Oh man, he became a legend, Nick.
Yep.
I'm giving him his credit this game. This is the only time I'm acknowledging Brock Purdy. But I will say this. I will say this, Ken, bro. Anybody who's a Brock Purdy 49 supporter is on – they look at their armchair, and it's got hella scratches on it. Because they look – it was the same thing like last week.
2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row because it's just – because you – if there's any other quarterback that's really and we found out that Jared Goff, I will say he's not that guy just because this is the game to prove that you that guy. And even though, like, I agree with you, Sheldon, he did everything he could to win this game, he didn't win the game. You know what I'm saying? So I will say this: the 49ers can't do that. Next week, the 49ers' best game has to be next week. It, I mean, or not next week, but the Super Bowl. It has to be. Yeah. They have been playing horrible. And I can't say a team is the number one seed and bullies and supposed to be this great juggernaut. And if they have three bad playoff games in a row, what does that say about this team? You know what I'm saying? Because every so far in the playoffs, the first half, they have looked horrible. Like, horrible. And they can't do that against Patty. Patty throw up 24 points on you quick.
Yeah, you can't like this. We've seen enough of Stafford to know that, you know, he had a run in Detroit as the comeback Lions or the comeback Cats or whatever they had when they had that incredible season. So we know at times he can make plays. We haven't seen that from Purdy all year, which is why it was rightfully questioned by everybody, you know, and now you're relying on him to do that in the playoffs when the pressure is at the highest and he's done it twice. And you want him to do it in the Super Bowl of all places? So that's asking a lot for him. Like, it's one thing to come back from, what, 7 or whatever, and 17. But in the Super Bowl against a guy that's experienced and elite like that, like Patrick Mahomes, I just don't see
it. And on top of that, he can extend plays too. Like, let's not get it twisted. Like, Jared Goff, if he could extend, like, you know, him coming out the pocket is like, oh, shit, you don't know what the hell about to happen. Like, with Patty, it's like, oh, no, somebody's about to score a touchdown. And we're also talking about another defense. We got to get and we can move on to the next game if you want to. I don't know if y'all got anything else about the 49ers, but like the Chiefs showed me, I mean, they were a number two overall defense, basically, what they showed me. It was the number one versus number two, and the number two came through because they had the better quarterback. So to me, though, against that 49ers team offensively, if Purdy has to play perfect. That's the thing that I would say about if Purdy plays perfect in the Super Bowl, the 49ers should win the Super Bowl.
Does he though? He hasn't played perfect yet, and he keep winning.
I know because these the Chiefs though. You know what I'm saying?
Not just the offense.
And right now the defense, this is the best defense Steve Spagnuolo has. And like shit, look how much they held to Lamar Jackson and the number one. They basically had the number one offense when it came to above 500 teams. So it's just like
what happened in that game? Because I didn't see any of it. I'm going to watch it before we have a show Tuesday. So y'all shut up in the chat.
So Sheldon, help me out with the paraphrase. Mm-hmm. So basically, the game comes out the gate, and Patty and them they kick the ball off to the Ravens because they just like, fuck it, we're gonna get y'all the ball first. Ravens go three and out. Ravens look like they came out slow, and I figured they would because they came out slow last game. So like they're still getting it. But when the Chiefs got the ball, it was a machine. Well, Patty was on right. Patty was slinging it, bro. You watch that drive, and it ends in exactly how you would think. Like, how the hell this happens? Travis Kelce is basically the star of the show from the first half to the second half. It's like, and you see it in ways of like, how the hell is he that open, or why is he one on one? You know what I'm saying? That type shit. It's the same shit that we've been saying for the last 5-6 years. Like, why do they keep leaving Travis Kelce open? And then from there, it becomes like a defensive battle. Like the Chiefs really almost blew the game out early, but they fumbled and they, you know, fucked up a little bit. The Ravens did their own thing and they held down. But this game is just kind of like how that Bills game was with the Chiefs. It was like the score looks a lot closer than what it really was. Like,
right.
It could have really been like 24-7.
The Chiefs defense really, really showed up and they handcuffed Lamar. They put him in a position where he had to make plays, and he stayed in the pocket. He did stay in the pocket for a while, a couple times, probably too long. But the biggest takeaway from the game in the first half was what Patrick Mahomes said, fuck all them other people. Look, man, it's going to be me,
Travis and Rice. Pacheco too.
And Pacheco. Nobody else touched the ball in the first half. Nobody else can touch the ball in the first half. And those four players, Pacheco, Rice, Travis Kelce, and Patrick Mahomes got the job done. Second half, he moved the ball around a little bit more. But for the most part, he stuck with his guns. And he got the ball to the players that need to make the plays. They went up 17-7. Lamar did come back in his third drive and score a touchdown there. But they had trouble moving the ball after that. It was real tough.
And let's get to the trouble. The trouble was they did not do the same shit that we came at Josh Allen for not doing. They didn't take the check down plays. Even if you look at this Detroit game with the 49ers, Goff took the check. They designed plays to where, like, Goff, you got these dudes out here. But if you need, so if you feeling the pressure, we got this dude right here. We got LaPorta coming out right here on a seam route or on a hitch route, or you could throw it off to Montgomery underneath just to get 5-6 yards. Lamar wasn't taking none of those short plays. Like, they were there or they weren't designed enough. So I blame either Lamar or the OC. But there, you gonna watch that game, you're like, bro, he could have took that underneath right there and at least got made the third and short, or at least got the first down, or at least did something. Or even then, like, Shelton mentioned, there were some times where, like, bro, run that shit. Quit trying to be Peyton Manning, motherfucker. You're not him. You didn't get this far doing that shit. Run the ball. And it just felt like they were just discombobulated. It felt like they were trying to prove a point that Lamar is an overall QB and he can go toe-to-toe with Patty Mahomes. Instead of thinking about, like, let's win the fucking game because we're in Baltimore and we're the number one seed with the number one defense.
Yep. And I see it in the chat. I see that y'all are saying the truth. Zay Flowers choked it away too.
He did, but he also was the reason why they were in this game too. Because no one could get open. Literally nobody could get open.
They couldn't. It was, like I said, it was 17-7. He made a real big play coming down the field. He jumped up, got a personal foul. Taunting penalty. Because he spent the ball
because they were within the 10, or at least I know they were within the red, they were within the 10.
They were like at the 5, I think it was.
Yeah, and then that penalty put him back to like the 20, 25.
Yeah, so and then right after that, he came back and he made a play, got him down to the 1, reached out the ball, and fumbled on the goal line.
Same thing that happened to Mecole Hardman, though. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That was huge. That was the
game essentially, because I assume they scored because they had the 1-yard line. Gus Edwards or Lamar gonna get it in.
Yeah,
that would have been, it would have been 14-17, and that's a different ball game. You know, mm-hmm. It would have been at least that much closer where you got the best kicker in the league, Justin Tucker, to where if you need a field goal, you can get it.
Right.
But they didn't get that. And then the Chiefs just kept on basically ran the ball and just kind of played clock management. Lamar had opportunities, but he threw the ball away. He threw a pick. Like,
yeah, he threw a pick in the triple coverage, which was a horrible play. But he had some plays, man. He made plays. He had some
wild plays, but they was asking him to do shit he wasn't even supposed to be doing. Yeah, like, there's a lot of
he cut his own pass 13 yards. that was one of the best plays of the game. They batted the ball in the air and he caught his own pass and took off.
I don't know if you would agree, but they had him throwing down the sideline too much. And it showed that he is not a sideline thrower. Like,
yeah.
And this is why you got to give credit to people like, I'm biased, yes, but I'm gonna say it. You got to give credit to people like Joe Burrow, who know how to make plays when they need to make the plays to beat Patty. Like, he's the only one that's shown us that he could bleed. You know what I mean? Like, and if he need to make a sideline throw, he can make a sideline throw. And it's just, and that's why their games is close. But for me, it was just like Lamar was just like, even if the receiver was kind of, he beat the DB a little bit, he was about 3-5 yards over throwing these motherfuckers. It wasn't even like you was giving them a chance. And it just showed how limited he is as, like, he's a better passer, but he's still a limited passer, and he needed to run the ball more. I don't know. It was just like there was no run. That Ravens offense didn't look like how it did in the season or even in the second half of the last playoff game.
So it wasn't as close as the final score.
No.
If you watch that game, people like the Chiefs could have went up by damn near 30. They could have put up 30 points. They could have damn near put it. Even towards the end, I think they probably took the knee and all the other shit. Like, they could have went. They could have really scored a lot.
Yeah, it was never the game was never in doubt as to who should have won.
Okay. No, I won't say that. I won't say that. When it was 7-7, when Lamar made that big play to Zay Flowers, that was when it was like, okay, this seems like it's gonna go back and forth.
Like the second half, like, you know, once
now that's what I'm saying. Like, once it after 7-7, kids, that's what it's like, that's what, you know, it's the wrap.
And like I said, that was on the second and third drive. They scored them points.
And Lamar fucked up, but he wasn't. Well, nah, I can't even say that. Yeah, Lamar fucked up because the offense didn't do shit. The defense actually, it held its own after it gave up. But like once it was like 14 up, it was kind of like, all right, the defense kind of locked down because it was 17-7 for a minute. Like,
yeah. And Lamar, really... fumbled, And that fumble I thought was going to be detrimental. The defense held on that.
Held it down. Yeah. So
and they got a turn, fourth down. They went, got them to go four and out.
Yeah. So it was just like the defense did its thing. And it's just like, it sucks. But like, the one thing I will say is that the Ravens, the wide receivers, quote unquote, weapons that he had didn't do shit except for Zay Flowers. And even then, he, like you said, Shoney shot him in the foot. So it's just like, I don't know what happens to tomorrow moving forward, but I know he's gonna get cussed out tomorrow.
He gonna catch it. But he, you know, he got to have some help with that because, like I said, that he made plays. I mean, he made some mistakes, but he made plays.
But he didn't take the easy check down. So as a QB, like especially as a limited throwing QB, take the easy check downs because clearly you can't be a sideline nigga. He was throwing the ball, bro. He was throwing the ball. So I'm like, bro, you are not that dude, bro. He did it like every other play. I'm like, bro, stop.
Yeah. And they kept talking about him resetting the pocket. So he would move the pocket and he would sit there. And like, he was just holding. I'm like, man, you can't hold the ball that long in the NFL. You got to make a play.
Kid, he had the ball for about 5 seconds. It's like, if these niggas ain't open by now, run. You got to just run. Because it's like, they couldn't get no separation.
I was like, man, I kept thinking to myself, the Chiefs must have 12 or 13 on the field because ain't no way nobody able to get
up. I'm thinking like, bro, Odell, you can't, all that working out you doing, nigga, you can only dodge his baby.
I'm reading the super chat because that's what I was about to reference next. Cam Cobain, what's happening, Cam Cobain? He said that deep ball by Mahomes was pretty at the end. It was, man. They went for it on, was it fourth down?
But to MVS?
Yeah, it was fourth down, I think it was, Ken, and they needed a play to solidify the game and to end the game. And Patrick threw a bomb to MVS, and he caught it. He didn't do much the whole game. He had two catches, as he usually does, but he caught the balls that were thrown to him today.
Uh-oh.
Pause.
Yeah, that'd be that was the first day. It's that. And I was gonna say, I don't think this is a good trend. It's like if we need a bucket, go to MVS. He gonna go to him in the Super Bowl. That nigga gonna pop that. That's gonna be crazy. Okay, let's talk about Patty because we gonna talk about the Super Bowl next. But Patty's the GOAT. Patty's the goal. You already showed the only reason why that I was nervous going into that game was not because of Patty. I've always made sure I said it, not because of Patty. It was because of the cast. And like you said, the cast came through. Travis Kelce been saving. He been drinking the fountain of youth ever since the playoffs started.
Man, he had 10 catches in the first half.
He balling. He's been balling. So like, yeah. And now they're going to shatter, or they already broken the record, but they're going to add it up. Like, they're going to be the next legendary duo for the next probably 30 years. Patty's the GOAT. I've never seen a quarterback do the things he does, the way he does it at that high level, that consistent, to where it's a no-brainer. He's the Michael Jordan of the NFL. Like, I don't see them losing. I don't see them losing, period. I don't see them losing because I just don't see how he loses. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Everything pointed against them this whole year. I mean, we talked about it at the beginning. Everything that we talked about was right on point. We talked about the receiving core. We talked about the fact that, you know, they didn't have much. The defense was young. But they went out there and just kept proving it and proving it and proving it. And now that when it matters the most and they're on the road where they hadn't been, you know, unfamiliar territory, and they still getting the job done. This is crazy, man. It's just crazy. And it's all him. You can't say nothing else, but it's him. And that's the difference. And we talk about Brady, which I'm one that gives Brady his credit for being one of the GOATs. Mm. But when you look at what Patrick Mahomes has done, he's done more with less. And you can't
Brady. Brady's the Bill Russell of the NFL. He got all those rings. He got all those rings, but niggas ain't gonna really. Well, he got all the rings, but that doesn't matter when you're talking about the GOAT conversation, because you can't tell me that you've seen anybody play the position like Patrick Mahomes in the NFL issue that's successful out the game. He's only 27. He's going to his fourth Super Bowl at 27, yep. And he's won two out of four in five years.
Yeah, well, he's won two out of three, and then it's a chance to go three out of four.
He's won the AFC four out of the last five seasons. Like,
yep.
Imagine him again, like I was saying, like in less than eight more years, he'll be like, what, 35 or whatever. Like, he's already done this in his first seven. Like, another, give him another time, like double that. Like, he's gonna get at least 4 to 5 Super Bowls.
Well, y'all know I'm as anti-Brady as anybody.
He needs four to, he needs four for me to say that he,
yeah,
he needs four, he needs four, he needs four to say like, I'm better than anybody you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Cause then people are gonna be like, oh, he ain't got seven. He needs to get more than Brady. Right. Like, no, he don't. No, he don't. Cause Jordan never had to get more than Bill Russell. And he did his thing and everybody look at him as the GOAT.
That's true.
You look at who is doing it the best at the highest level. Like, y'all never said Bill Russell the greatest of a basketball player of all time. No one's ever said that. Not even Bill Russell's baby mama. She said she bought some Jordans and said, nah, nigga.
Incredible run, man. I did not see this coming. I guess I gotta listen to Spike all Tuesday. But he stayed true to it. He stayed
Spike
vigilant. He did not switch his pick. Oh yeah, he did. Yeah, he switched his pick.
He switched his Super Bowl pick at the last minute. He hit a shot.
He pulled some BS.
Yeah,
but he was not worried about Patrick Mahomes all year long. He said it every time it came up, and you know, to that he get his flowers. But all right, well, man,
the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Super Bowl, a rematch. Chiefs versus 49ers.
They want this goddamn rematch.
Patrick playing two different quarterbacks. Same coach.
Same coach.
That's crazy. Does it feel like this Niners defense isn't as good as that first version?
Nah, yeah, and that version was better than this one, especially how they've been playing. Of course, especially how they've been playing now.
So they shouldn't have a 10-point lead to blow this time. But lately they've been coming back on teams, not front running.
Don't do that.
Teams.
Don't do that, Ken. Don't say lately. Like, it's something that's consistent. It's been these teams choking the game away. You said
Jordan Love, last two games, bro.
Sheldon, didn't he say Jordan Love choked that game away?
Jordan Love choked it away,
okay.
Right?
He, like you said on Tuesday, nigga, don't act like you know what you said. So they didn't win this shit, and we all know that the Lions choked this game away. That's for a fact. Ken got a front row seat to because he came in the second half. He's like, they was up. So he saw them get broken down. Yeah, so if Patty chokes, yes, the 49ers are gonna win. But
Patty not choking.
I don't see Patty choking.
I was just more or less I see what you're saying. Yeah, I don't think they're choking. If they get up, it's more than likely gonna be a wrap, especially with the way this defense is played against the Packers. And the way the defense played against, you know, Jared Goff, granted in the first half, but you know, even they look like they would beat it.
Now I will say this: the Chiefs don't have a good run game like the Packers or the Lions. I like Pacheco, but him and Clyde Helaire Edwards, whoever the fuck that nigga name, that's not a sexy duo. Like that's. Mm-hmm.
But if you give – we talked about it, though, just like always, you give Andy Reid time to prepare, and he's going to have time to prepare for this game. Plus, the lights won't be too big because they've been here before. There's really no pressure on the Chiefs. All the pressure is still on the 49ers to produce because everybody expected them to be here at this point. So, really and truly, with no pressure and the fact that the Chiefs probably going to start off as underdogs. They should anyway.
No, they I don't know. Vegas may make this a 3-point game when the Chiefs favor. Just based off of
they did. You know think they will or they did?
I think it's probably already out now. But
yeah, it's already out.
I think they probably will make the Chiefs favorites, but because to me it's like I don't see how the 49ers can be the favorites when it wouldn't make sense. They don't have the better quarterback. They don't have the better head coach. They don't have the better, you know what I'm saying, or the better defense at this point.
Like, I mean, we know that from the eye test, but I guess because of where the rankings are for the year and the fact that. Some people still aren't convinced. San Francisco is a 2.5 favorite already.
Okay. That may change that's 2 weeks. So that line may change.
Yeah. So I figured they would open as favorites. So I do feel all the pressures on San Francisco. Like I said, the Chiefs have been here and what I'm saying is
this quarterback.
This team, these guys as currently constructed, They ain't seen these lights before. Plus the pressures on them because they were expected to win it all year. Everybody expected the 49ers to be the Super Bowl champions this year. So in saying that, and they've been tight already. Every game they've started out tight. So the pressure's on them.
But the thing is, you can't do that against Patty, though. Like, we've seen where you get pressure on Purdy, and they give a shout out to Chris Jones. Chris Jones was making some plays in that. You're gonna see that again. He made some plays to where it was like, even when Lamar was looking like he was like making something happen, they shut that shit down. Like, get pressure on Purdy. We've seen it in two games. You get pressure on Purdy, bro. He gonna throw that duck. He gonna throw ducks. It's gonna be duck season. I don't know.
How many picks you think he threw in this game? If you had to count them up, that would drop.
I saw like two overthrows.
It was like, yeah, it was.
I didn't see the first.
I would say two. You could argue three, but I would say two. One of them was actually picked off, but the other one was the obvious one that Ayuk made that fantastic catch.
That screen pass he threw could have been intercepted too. He threw a couple of them that was up there that could have been picked off.
Yeah.
Well, they did pick it off, Shelton. That's not their fault. They snatch it.
yeah, it is.
That's why they DBs. They're not wide receivers. But yeah, we'll see. But yeah, those
pick though, or are you waiting?
Who, me?
Yeah,
I'm going with the black. I'm going with the black man, even though you call him white man kid. his daddy what black, so I'm rolling with. I'm rolling with the goat. At this point, I can't, and unless he playing Joe Burrow on the other side, I can't go against Patty.
I gotta see if I pick the Niners to win the Super Bowl or the Ravens.
You picked the Ravens. You was like 23-27 Ravens.
Damn. Okay. Now I gotta make a pick. I've been relying on my Super Bowl picks today. Yeah. Lamar, so I had to make a decision.
Lamar let you down, bro. He went out like Omar in the Wire. Unexpectedly. He went out like Omar in the Wire.
And Patty sometimes run like a damn kid too.
Damn, man. And we about to get the Taylor Swift Bowl.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh,
Swifties coming through.
Oh man, the NFL about to make so much money. And they got Usher performed the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the white women's favorite black man right now. Shit.
All right. Well, that's it, man. We're gonna get everybody's take, FIFO and Spikes. Annoying ass, we're gonna have to listen to. but nah, man, I'll be curious to hear what they gotta say. Like, we've seen a couple of things here and there in the chat, but you know, this is not just our instant reaction. And yeah, that's it, bro. Yeah, we'll catch you guys Tuesday, 9 p.m. So we out. Peace.
Peace.